In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy. Created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha. Also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 6. Omni. At war. Do you remember that first night when we stayed up to watch the sunrise on the rooftop of the Tin Inn? Man, I'll never forget it.
Altitude 7,500 feet. Deploy for landing. Okay, patching into your visuals. Wow. The world might be going to hell in a handbasket, but this rainforest is a proper old school beauty.
Enemy base in sight.
Roger that, Omni. Terp Intel places our target in enemy Chow Hall for a little morale-boosting expedition. Okay, your window of opportunity is going to be tighter than a cheerleader's...
So you waited for it to go up. Who
is it? Oh shit. Phew. All right. TikTok, get into position.
Calculating. I have a clear view of dining hall entrance through the west window.
Excellent. We have ballistic advantage. Engage sniper mode.
Engage.
Mic working? Perfect timing. Sapling shows target party entering premises. Okay, it's showtime.
Who are we taking out?
Come on now, soldier. You know that info secret squirrel. Some insurgent general.
It's always some insurgent general.
All right, simmer down. Eyes up.
Target is in sight.
Fire at will. What in the world?
It's a bird.
Yeah, I know it's a bird, but it's directly in your crosshairs. Oh, well, my birdie. You're cleared to take the shot on me.
I've never heard a bird sing like that.
Repeat, you are cleared to take the shot. What's going on, War Angel?
I can't make the shot from current position without eliminating the bird, sir.
Just take the shot. We don't have time to...
Calculating alternate position.
No. Are you freaking malfunctioning? Okay, I'm overriding you. Wait. How are you? Stop fighting me, soldier. Please, just let me take control.
Calculating!
Oh, Jesus. Listen to me, Omni. If we fail this mission, they will cannibalize your parts. Do you hear me? They will discharge and replace you, Omni. Is that what you want? Fire! You missed! You made us miss! God damn it! Target gun!
I'm so sorry, Diver.
Go! This is not good for either of us. I got a family at least. I'm not saying you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Well, you are my family, Driver.
God damn it, Omni! There's something wrong with your code. They are gonna open you up and tinker with your shit until you're not you anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Extraction around every point. Tango mic, end of transmission.
Driver! No! Don't please leave. Don't leave me alone, please. I'm scared. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. Driver!
6, 7, 8, 9. Hey, shut him up. Shut him up.
Oh, fuck. Wake up. Yo, Omni, stop that.
I'm up.
Hey, I'm don't up. Make me come in there.
He's cool now, Deppy. He's good.
I'm up, sir.
Yo, Depp, how much longer? Some of us gotta work
10,
in the morning.
11,
Pacifiers ain't gonna put
12,
themselves out. What the hell?
Cans. Hey, you keep testing me, and you'll spend another night here. Got that?
Shit. I don't suppose I can bum a smoke, Depp. Pig. Yo, you were screaming, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Holding tank, LA County Jail. You were screaming.
Sorry. That's the only memory I have left of my time in the service. They took out all the rest. But that one they left, a souvenir, a threat.
He's processing us in batches. Shouldn't be too long now.
The fluorescent lights are blinding. The cement cell is 10 by 10, not even. 12 of us left, sprawled all over the damp metal benches. Bit off benzin or in sleep mode. A badly beaten woman charges on a soiled mat in the corner. Besides the bouncer, Nervo, I don't recognize almost no one, but I'm not big on the scene.
Yo, they taste the fuck out of you, mate. You were still seasoned when they chucked you in a mother's arms.
Mother's?
Police van. Back home, we used to call it that, because
there's always room for one more.
The woman on the charging mat spins around to face me.
Boy barely caught his breath and you're already bringing up London. London, London, don't exist no more, Nervo.
Betty? That you?
Barely. Please, don't come closer.
Betty, the most beautiful nerve Billy you've ever seen is unrecognizable. Her left leg is gone. Her face is mangled. She's soaked in her own blood. If all else fails, you can tell someone's one of ours by cutting him open. Our blood is like spilled gasoline, prismatic.
How are you gonna look at me like that, Omni? Stop it.
Shh. We'll fundraise at the Electric Easy. You'll be good. It's new in no time. It's a promise, darling. Yeah, just back up, let her charge. She needs the strength. Their raids can't keep us down.
Raid?
Omni!
Hey! Hey, deputy, hey! Mate, don't bother. He only comes in here for hourly body counts.
Nervo, listen. These two gangsters took Vector. They're gonna hurt her. I have to do something.
What do you mean, took her?
There was like this big bio redhead and a twiggy one and...
Yeah. I mean, a little one with a closet case
back. They threw her in a car and peeled off to God knows where.
All right, that's bad.
Hey!
He hurt you the first time.
Omni, until we're out of here, there's nothing we can do.
I know, which is why I need to get out of here.
Deputy!
You're not gonna do Vector any good by losing your shit, man.
Are you serious right now?
The cuffs are too tight, Fred.
Come on, Yaya, you know the drill.
He's coming. Deputy!
Hey, step back. Now!
Just ain't no way to treat a lady, Fred.
There you go. Come on, let's go. In
Wait.
You go.
Deputy, Fred, please. Oh, I have to report a crime.
Stop it!
My friend, she was kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Fred, I have to...
Back off!
No, you have to listen to me, please!
Will you please shut up?
Deputy!
Honey, it is no use when he's in one of his moods. Piggy probably hasn't eaten for a good 15 minutes. Hi, I'm Yaya. What are your handles?
Shit!
Well, I never.
Oh, don't mind him. That's Omni. Boy's just got a lot on his mind. I'm Nervo.
Enchanté. It's cozier in here than usual.
Chief Doolin's cracking the whip.
Must be re-election season.
What if it isn't?
Speak on it, honey.
So what brings you down to the most expensive hotel in town?
Oh, you know. Just rewards for giving the best chrome domes on the Sunset Strip. You kids get raided?
Bingo.
And now you're all up in here spilling that bleak, chic realness.
Not for long. We're having our Singularity Saturdays party tomorrow. Come through.
Oh, to be fresh out the factory again. I don't know, girl. I ain't got a stitch to wear.
I'm sure you whip up something, doll. Surprised we haven't crossed paths before.
Well, everything does happen for a reason, huh?
Yeah, right.
Oh, he speaks. But he doesn't believe in destiny. I bet I can change your mind. Can I park myself?
It's a free country.
Ha! Good one! Oof. God, my hydraulics are killing me. So, this kidnapped girl, does she know that you're in love with her?
I'm not.
Good.
I got a girlfriend.
Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Trust. Let's role play, okay, handsome? Let's make I don't know, I'm your fairy godmother. I heard your call and I came a-knockin'. You get to make one wish. So tell me, what are you gonna wish for?
I need to get out of here.
Oh, that's your wish? Honey, well, that's easy. All you need to do is sing.
What?
Oh, yes. Deputy Fred over there, he gets all flustered by the Great Electric Songbook.
What are you saying?
I'm saying a good show is your ticket out of here. Sing, and Fred will throw you out on your ass in no time flat. Might get a whooping, but still, you'll jump to the front of the line.
That's ridiculous.
Ugh, it's sad, really.
Well, why don't you do it then?
Honey, this cell has a free charger and a place to rest my head for a few hours. This is my respite. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go get me some shut-eye while I wait for my turn to juice. Maybe a nice lullaby. A lullaby would hit the spot right about now.
I sat there in the uneasy silence thinking about that night. 2 years ago. 2 years ago already. We were on the roof of the 10N. I met Vector and Zeph at the park when I was browsing Body Mods. I had just stepped off a bus in LA. Dave's and the Fuse, they invited me up to their place to party. We went all night. Where are you taking me?
Are your eyes closed? No peeking.
They're closed. Are you trying to kill me or something?
Sit here. Oh, perfect. Okay. Now, open them. Ta-da! Isn't it beautiful? One of the best views of Los Angeles crossed my heart.
The cold perfume of night still hangs in the air as a violet autumn sky is bathed in liquid gold. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I mean, it's just a sunrise, but yeah, right?
I've never seen a sunrise. Thank you.
Oh, shut up. You weren't activated yesterday.
After I was discharged, the Army erased most of my past. Not all of it, but I'm still catching up.
Wait, what? Why?
A fatal flaw in my code, they said. And they hunted for it in my head, but my memories were destroyed in the process, so I don't know.
I thought they outlawed mem drilling.
They did. Till they didn't.
When did this happen, Omni?
Maybe 2 months ago.
Wow. Zeph's ex was mem-drilled. He was a community organizer, pinned with false terrorism charges. The procedure, changed him. The two of them couldn't find new ground, and yeah, she doesn't talk about it, but that bomb has real shrapnel.
Very true.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I think I did some twisted shit for him, so maybe it's not the worst thing to forget. Hell, at least they didn't do a factory reset. Silver lining?
I'd take it where I can get it.
Gosh. Would you look at that? This city, it just goes on and on forever.
It's a collection of villages. Can be hard to find your people. You know, we have a spare bedroom at the inn. We've been looking for a new box mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean... I'd love to, but sometimes at night I get a little loud. I have pretty bad nightmares.
I know how hard it can be to make a fresh start. No pressure. Offer stands.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay, yay. Okay. Okay, then. It's settled. 10 in. New chapter.
What are you...
Putting a cherry on top of this moment. I'm going to teach you a song, a battle cry that's been passed down for so long it's almost a prayer. A spell, really. You ready? Say my name. Give me your hands and let me light your way. It doesn't matter what the future brings. We all flow back to the source. We all flow back to the source. Acid rain. Replace the blood running through your veins. Just say the words. Repeat after me. We will not fight your wars. Say, we will meet again one day. We will get tomorrow, hey. And another life will stay. Learning how to be ourselves. We will dance again one day. We will get tomorrow. Another life will stay, learning how to be ourselves.
Things will change. Just look around, everything fades away. You can't control it, but you can embrace and learn how to grow. Say my name. I live inside your mind, I'm always there. This world is loud, it's easy to forget that you can do it alone.
Hey, what are you doing?
Say, we will meet one day again. We will get
tomorrow, hey. In the night, the night will stay. Learn how to be ourselves. We will dance one day.
Now!
Godspeed, child.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Hands behind your back. Oh. I told you to shut the hell up! Didn't I tell you to shut the hell up? Huh?
I stared at the red exit sign behind his head until he was too tired to keep beating me.
Follow the yellow line, paint it on the floor, and keep one shoulder touching the wall at all times. I say walk, you walk. I say stop, guess what? You stop. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good, now walk.
It was only when we got to his office that I clocked his unsteady hand, his red face, and watery eyes, and it suddenly clicked.
Oh, his allergies are just killing me.
The deputy hated us seeing, because it made him feel something he couldn't afford to.
So where were you stationed?
Brasilia, 7th Special Forces.
Huh. I never made it off the desk at Bragg.
I wanted to say be glad, but I just nodded instead. I thought about pleading with him for help finding Vector one last time, and then I thought better of it.
Well, all we're gonna need is a retinal scan, and then you are free to go.
Deputy Fred, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
There's some VIPs here with Chief Doolin interested in one of the electrics.
Yeah, go ahead.
Veteran bot, believed to go by the handle Omni.
Omni? You don't say. So you got any idea what this could be about?
No.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got him standing in front of me right now. Guess it's just not your lucky day.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
They throw me into an interrogation room, cuff me to a chair in front of a one-way mirror, just like in the old detective movies Zeph likes watching. I can't calculate what's coming, but I feel dread. Chief Doolin walks in. Shit. I know his face from the news. Big shot scarecrow with a permanent shit-eating grin plastered across his skull.
Right this way, Mal.
He holds the door for a wide-set woman in her 60s. She wears a white fur coat and pulls two Dobermans on crystal-studded leashes. Her blue eyes run a shiver up my spine. No. It can't be.
God bless you, Chief Doolin.
Another man follows her in. It's a giant redhead muscle freak who took Vector.
Well, look what we have here.
You! You piece of shit!
Guess you fished out the right one, Chief.
Where is she?
Send my thanks to Deputy Fred, will you?
Be sure to.
Where the hell is Vector?
Funny, I was about to ask you the same thing.
What?
Do you know who I am?
I realize that the red giant has a broken nose and an anxious look on his face.
You don't have her. She got away, huh?
I asked you a question, boy.
I know who you are.
Then you know you should be afraid of me. I just have one question that I need you to answer.
I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not telling you shit.
Ooh, careful how you talk to our guests, son. You don't want to be charged with knowingly infecting bios with the Blitz, do you?
I'm negative, so I'm not sure that charge will sit.
Huh. Prod him.
Fry me. You're not getting shit.
Stop. Give me that.
Mama takes the prod and brings it to my face to get a better look in my eyes. I can feel the current heating my skin. She comes closer and sniffs me like an animal. And then she smiles.
Well, would you look at that. The little slut got her claws in this one, too. Luckily, I have a cure for your affliction. Skinner. Be a dear.
Skinner plops down a suitcase on the metal table between us.
You know what this is?
Inside the suitcase are tools. A collection of gleaming silver drills, which I've seen only once before, on my last day in the Army.
Come on now. You can't be bringing a mem drill in here.
Ah, you should have let our boy here have a crack at guessing first.
Don't you think you're overdoing it?
Don't you have a campaign to run?
I do.
Right. So just run along and leave us be for, say, 15 minutes?
Times are changing, Miss D. It's just a matter of days before you can't do stuff like this no more.
I hope I'm dead before then. Finally, I thought that guy would never leave. Kidding. Chief Doolin's a good man. I saw the potential in him long before he was chief, I'll tell you that much. So, I need the location of her lair, one way or another. So you can either open up that dumb mouth and tell me where it is, or Skinner here can take those drills and rummage around that little brain of yours until he sucks you dry of every last memory of your precious Vector and we figure it out ourselves. Easy way or hard way? Fast or slow?
I'm not telling you shit.
Hard way it is. Foolish thing.
The drill is not really a drill. It's a neurocannula that's plugged into the brainstem and grants the user backdoor access to your memory storage. To you. And it hurts like a mother.
Access terminal.
I couldn't fight it. I tried, but it was no use.
Memory search, Vector.
Let's be honest, Omni. You never really stood a chance with her. You're not a bio.
And now, all you have are memories.
Most bad, but some very good.
Like the ones where...
It almost happened with Vector. When you almost became something more.
Those are precious. Terminal.
Show me those memories.
Three.
Only three. That's still three. What's this one?
One night, on the way home, we jumped a fence in Pasadena. Ended up in a pool. Our lips got closer and closer.
Extract.
I feel grief, loss, all over, and nowhere at the same time. Over something that I can't quite place, that I can't remember. I am an abyss, and I want to die. I love her even more.
What's this one?
Our second and final trip together. At the Electric Easy, we wanted to dance. No! We wanted to be closer. No! We wanted to touch.
Distracted.
No!
You can stop this at any time, Omni. So how about it? Where is Vector?
Go to hell!
Well, all right. Let's take a peek at this last little memory, shall we?
My heart is shattering.
Are your eyes closed? No peeking.
No.
Why
no.
Is it here?
Perfect. No, stop!
Pause.
Will you tell me where Vector is?
Just leave that memory. Don't take it. Don't.
Give the good boy a moment to collect his thoughts.
Do you remember that night when we stayed up to watch the sunrise? I'll never forget it. When you put your head on my shoulder, I felt like anything was possible. I felt so free. I can't let go of that moment. I'm a coward, I know. I'm sorry I never became the man you thought I could be. I'm sorry for loving you so selfishly. I'll tell you, please. I'll tell you where she is. Forgive me.
Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Jojo Gibbs as Omni, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Sean Maguire as Driver, Erica Ash as Nervo, Etox as Yaya, Frances Fisher as Mama Diamond, Greg Bryan as Chief Doolin, and Kesha as Zephyr. Additional performances by Josh Shell, Link Ruiz, Rick Kumazawa, Takuma Anzai, Nabuaki Shimamoto, Robert J. Chu, David Sullivan, Brendan Jordan, James Wellington. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional music by Matisse Evru. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marissa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Ryoko Ito, Nick Smith, Ryan Yashihiro Seymour, and Joe Connor. Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, and Safet Alisbahic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds.
Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.